This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
You are on Joy 94.9. It's S and back to S and M, but without the S. And a big thank you to Callum for jumping in the back seat for
You're
a little while.
Welcome.
Driving from the back seat, because that's how I felt today, actually.
In the back seat.
In the back seat. Well, no. Well, I felt like I was in the front seat driving here.
Yes.
Right.
But as you usually are when you're driving.
Yeah, exactly. That's right. But it was nice to have someone, you know, looking after where I was going on the, you know, figuratively, not literally.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
I'm a figurative sort of person.
That's
you know.
Nice.
Yeah.
I take you as quite a literal person.
Oh, I can be at times.
Well, I just mean because you're literally a person. I wasn't.
Oh.
I've been cleverer. I swear, I've been cleverer.
I'm sure you'll do well. I'm sure you'll be. With practice, you'll be okay.
Yeah. I'll just use this time to practice.
Exactly. Well, you've got a couple of hours, so you should be right.
Oh, good.
Good. Today, if you haven't already realised the number of, you know, leprechauns around the moment, 29 minutes to 5.
You can't walk down the street without stepping on one. They're like pigeons.
I know. It's ridiculous. It's leprechaun galore at the moment because it is St. Patrick's Day. I'm wearing the green. I'm rocking the green today, and the Celtic inspired cufflinks.
Oh, very nice! Going all out.
Well, this is the thing. At work today, there was a thing. You know, like the best dressed, like green sort of person wins a prize.
Who can be greenest?
Exactly. Now, I didn't win that, which I was very upset about because hey, I've got cufflinks on. Cufflinks.
They are very nice cufflinks, right? But you're not that green. It's a green and white sort of checkered thing. You're really only half green.
No, but it's nice. It's pretty. It's like tablecloth green.
It is. It is a very nice green. But I mean, you're not outrageously green, which is, I imagine, what they were looking for.
No, but the people who won weren't outrageously green either.
How green were they?
Like just a bit of a scarf. They're women, right? That's the thing, right? Women. They can wear scarves and skirts.
Pretty sure you could wear a scarf if you wanted.
I could, but I'm not going to. That's just ridiculous.
Why? Keep your neck warm. I wear scarves.
I don't need a warm neck today.
Well, no. What is it? It's 24 outside. You don't need it. No.
No. I'm not going to wear myself a green skirt either. Like I could.
You could have gone with a green kilt. Oh no, kilts are Scottish.
Exactly. Oh. See. You just can't win.
Cultural faux pas.
I know. So that was my issue today. But that's okay. I've pulled through and I'm still wearing my green.
Did they give out a prize for the person who was greenest with envy? There you go.
No. Because then I would have been excited because I won something.
You could have won.
No, nothing. Not even a certificate of achievement or participation.
Like a little green ribbon. Nothing.
Nothing.
Your workplace needs to get its stuff together.
We'll have to have some words tomorrow.
I think so.
I think I'll write a letter.
A strongly worded letter.
Strongly
in
worded.
Green pen.
Oh, yeah, you betcha. If you've been celebrating St. Patrick's Day today in some way or intend to tonight, because, hey, you know, there's still the night to come, and we all know that Irish people like a bit of a nighttime entertainment type thing.
Indeedy.
Generally. I'm generalising here, of course. Let us know. You are on Joy 94.9. It's Michael and Callum driving you home in the back seat because Simon is very selfishly in an aeroplane.
In an aeroplane.
Yes.
Doesn't he know what happens to aeroplanes lately?
Well, he was a bit worried last week about that because he was going to KL.
Oh.
And so he was a little bit worried about what may or may not happen.
It's very mysterious.
It is very mysterious. We still don't know what's going on with that plane. It's funny, though, because it's a plane's not a small object.
No.
Right? So it's something that you could generally, I don't know, see.
Yeah.
If it's in one piece.
They're generally, if they're not obscured by, say, a quite large building or...
Yeah, or lots of bush.
Clouds or bushes.
Yeah, then that should be okay to find. So it's very strange that they have not yet found. Of course, you know, if it's hiding somewhere, if it's gone into hiding,
incognito,
witness protection, you know, then that's different.
Yeah, well, we shouldn't be looking for it in that case.
No, exactly right. I wonder. Oh, I see. And then it will take a new name.
Yeah, it would.
It would no longer be that same flight number.
It would be the 7. Is it a 774? No, that's a that's an ABC radio station. It's not a 747 though. I know it's not a 747. 774 Qantas Airlines.
That's that. Yes.
So
I don't know. So that's something that we if it comes up, I'm sure you'll know about it. Our news update will let you know about it at some point if it happens.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's strange, very strange.
It's very mysterious. Mind you, planes are quite big, but the ocean's even bigger.
That's very true. It's very deep, actually.
Oh, thank you.
It's very deep.
Oh, yes, it is.
Oh, so is the ocean.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's yeah. You're going into very, I don't know, like a territory that I don't think you can get enough. You can't get deep into enough at this point in, you know, this time at 20 minutes to 5.
You can never get deep enough in the ocean because, you know, you need special equipment.
You could have a bowl on your head like they used to in the old days.
Yeah, that'll only hold so much air. I love the design of the really old diving suits.
Yeah.
There's something that really appeals to me about them. I don't know what it is.
Very
but
romantic.
That's not how I describe them.
No.
Romance with the old times, maybe.
Oh, okay, yes.
But,
yes.
Yeah, not so much. Like, I can't imagine, you know, going out to a nice dinner and wearing a heavy metal diving suit.
Oh, it would protect you from any. Oh, it'd be easy to clean if you, like, if you got dirty from the food.
My boyfriend's a bit of a slob.
There you go.
So that'd be perfect for him. And you wouldn't need to worry about them smelling your farts awkwardly.
No, that's
wouldn't have to
right.
be like that awkward. Oh, sorry about that. And they'd have to pretend that it didn't matter even though it reeked.
You wouldn't have to do your hair either because you've got the bowl on.
Yep. You just have to do the makeup of your face.
Yep.
Probably don't need to worry about shaving. This is an excellent idea.
Look, I'm here to help. Good.
Yes. Yeah. Now all I need to do is find one and someone to continually pump oxygen into it and I'll be fine.
That's easily done. Not a problem.
I'll be back on the market.
Hold on.
Hold on to what? What am I holding on to?
To Colby Calais, apparently.
Oh.
She wants you to hold on. You're on Joy 94.9. You've got Michael and Callum driving you home in the back seat. Good old, I know. What is she holding on to? This is the question. I don't know.
I don't know, but she says, I'm seeing you and I'm holding on.
So obviously she must like whatever she's holding on to.
Yeah.
Is she seeing to a person or an object?
I reckon it's a person because she's singing to them and you wouldn't sing to a chair or something.
That's true. No, you could.
Oh,
well,
people do.
I do.
In drama class once, I was late and I came in to find my drama teacher screaming at a light switch.
Perfect. There
I'm
we
still
go.
Not sure if that was an exercise or not.
Maybe it was. Maybe because, of course, why wouldn't you? Who wouldn't scream at a light switch?
I would if it wasn't behaving itself.
Exactly right. You teach the lesson, right? Let's listen and move on.
Look, the best way to solve your problems is to talk them through and communicate, which I think is what we're trying to do here today. If you have an issue, 0427JOY949, or you can email onair@joy.org.au. We're here to solve your problems.
But you have a problem that you can't solve.
Yes. So solve my problem also. This goes two ways.
Okay.
So I dropped my phone, as you do.
As you do.
And the phone broke, as it does.
Yes.
And I have an Android, and I was using my mum's old iPhone for a while, and somehow my SIM card got connected to her magical cloud.
Oh.
I think is what happened. So when people would text me, instead of getting it, I get it on the iPhone, and I also get it on mum's iPad, which was awkward because mum was reading my text messages. And it wasn't everyone who was sending them.
It was just a few people?
Yeah, it's just like a select like 4 or 5 numbers that were going through to my mum's iPad.
Oh.
And now I've got my Android back, thank God. I will not be a slave to the Apple. That's controversial.
Down, calm down. You'll have people in the streets. In the streets, if you're not careful with that.
Okay, I'll behave. Anyway,
good
to
point.
Each their own, but I'm glad I've got my Android back. But it's still going, even though I'm back with my Android and stuff, swapped the SIM back over, and my mum's iPad is still getting texts from 4 or 5 different people. I'll text them from my phone, and they'll reply, and it'll go to my iPad. And my mum's been away for the past 2 weeks, and she said, don't worry, I'll forward them all on. Didn't. And I was like, oh, did I get any texts from anyone? Because I've been trying to organise meetings with people and stuff, blah, 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 sending emails and things. And she's like, Oh, yeah. There's only a couple. They weren't very important. A couple of them were very important.
Important, yeah.
And I said, you were going to fold them on. She's like, oh, yeah, I forgot. She's
mother.
Come on, mum.
Goodness gracious. So basically, you're not getting the messages going to your new phone. You're not going to the new phone for some of them.
The majority of them I am, but there are 4 or 5 numbers that always go back to the iPad, no matter where I text them from.
Mystery. Mystery.
Miscommunication in the cloud.
Maybe the old phone's just holding on. We just can't let you go. Maybe Colby's singing about you.
Colby, you're messing up my social life.
If you can help Callum, because his social life is now out of whack.
It is, completely.
Let us know. We've had two messages come in. One about your problem.
Yes, my problem with my mum's iPad receiving text messages instead of my phone receiving. Yeah. The text messages, and Scotty's texted in saying, hey Callum, hopefully mum isn't getting any unsavoury texts of an intimate nature. That could be awkward. Otherwise, there's no need to worry. Yes, well, that thought had occurred to me. Luckily, I don't do those too often, so that's pretty safe in that one. And Jim Hyde's got in for the prize from Alphington. He's saying, we've got some nice patter, and he'd like Kylie CD. He found $50 on Bourke Street. That's why he was lucky.
That's always a very lucky thing.
That is. I mean, finding $5 is awesome, but 50, that's fantastic.
Oh, finding 10 cents is lucky.
It's how much? Here's how much money would you reach into a toilet for? If there was, how much would it have to be? The toilet's, let's say it's clean at this point, and then we'll raise the stakes a bit.
Okay.
How much would it have to be for you to reach into the toilet bowl, get your hand wet, and get the money off the...
I would have no problem with reaching into a toilet bowl and taking out... if it's clean...
It's been flushed recently, and there's no floaties.
Let's go... I'm cheap, so let's go with 20.
20 cents, really?
No, $20.
Oh, $20. Oh,
If it's a coin, that's too deep for me to have to go.
If I didn't have long sleeves on, I would seriously consider getting probably $2 out of a toilet.
Oh, well done.
$5 definitely, especially if the notes are more likely to float.
Oh, yeah. Look, if it's floating nicely and I can see that it hasn't had too much wear and tear.
It depends when it fell in, doesn't it? If it hasn't been flushed away, chances are it fell in when they were done.
That's true. In which case it should be okay. It would be all right.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe 10. Maybe I'll go for a tenner.
$10, I'd definitely reach in for a $5, and I would seriously consider reaching in for a $2 coin, because it's $2.
Oh, you're such a tight ass,
aren't
you? That's okay. You are on Joy 94.9. It is 29 minutes to 6. Now, what I would normally do is say, here's Brett with the news headlines. But I'm speaking, I'm not, I think Brett's invisible, because I can't see him. I'm not sure.
Would you like me, in the off chance that Brett, in the off chance that, you know what, maybe he's not invisible.
Maybe he's not
in the room. Ooh. On the off chance that he isn't invisible, I might just wander out and yell at him.
That's
yell with him?
Yell to him. Well, you could yell. I don't know if that's a nice thing, though.
It's not yelling in an aggressive, angry way. It's more yelling so I don't have to walk all the way down to the news desk.
That's true. So it's a long way to the news desk.
Yeah, it is. It's got to be like 3 or 4 metres.
We're in a travelator that goes from here to the news desk.
Yes, and everyone would be fighting over which direction it goes. Because as a community radio station, I imagine it'd only be in the budget for one.
Yeah.
And so we just have to hope it was going the direction that you wanted to go.
And it'd be so narrow that you have to stand sideways on it.
Yeah.
Because it costs money to make
it
the full size.
You could people would shoot at you and try and knock you down for prizes. You know, like at a carnival.
Now there's an idea for Radiothon.
Yes.
That's coming up soon.
Win some time on air. All you have to do is knock out your three favorite presenters.
Oh yeah.
Or, BB gun.
And runner up, you get a big soft toy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or the biggest, softest presenter we have at Joy.
Which is, there's a couple. I'll go for that one. That's all right. That's fine. But while you go and look to see those news headlines, I'll just do this. If you would like to hear a song played just for you at 6 o'clock, all you need to do is let us know 0427 Joy 949, or you can email onair@joy.org.au, and we'll do our darndest to play it for you.
I will darn your socks if I have to.
Well, will you?
No, anything I don't actually else? Know how.
Buttons?
I could probably learn actually how to darn socks. I know the basics.
Is it like do a lot of like sewing over and over again? Oh, hello. Oh, it's been like a whole week since I saw you last. Oh, I pressed the wrong button. Welcome.
Have you missed me?
I've missed you like
the desert's missed the rain.
Like that. Oh, that's poetic.
Beautiful.
Do you know it is 27 minutes to 6 and we have Brett here with some news headlines.
Clouds in my coffee, yeah. You're so vain. We probably think this song is about you. You're so vain. I'll bet you think this song.
It is about me.
Oh, really?
It is.
So you were the mysterious man she was writing this song about.
Correct. I'm the wife of a close friend.
I thought she said postman.
I'm not sure.
Wife of a postman, wife of a postman. Which, I mean, it's...
It makes sense. I'd rather the postman than the wife of the postman. Like, I'd rather be... That would make... But then she's singing about... You guys make... I don't understand.
I went for a job to be a postie.
Did you?
Yeah.
How'd that go?
Aced the interview, and I passed the pre-medical test.
Yeah.
Which involved the chiropractor making me do sit-ups in my underwear, which I thought was a little bit weird.
Oh, hello, hello.
Yeah,
did he give you his number afterwards?
He didn't, no. Maybe maybe he wasn't impressed.
Oh, that's... Oh. Did he demonstrate how to do it before you started?
No, he just threw me down. Well, he threw me into the deep end, rather, I should say, and said, you do a couple of sit-ups. Yeah. Anyway.
That deserves a bit of investigation, I think, one.
But then I didn't get the job because I didn't have enough... postal routes, letters. Apparently, you know, letters just aren't being sent that often anymore.
That's sad. Well, go and send some letters. Go and just send a whole lot of letters.
Keep me employed. Exactly. Keep on sending letters.
That's right. Send one to us, level 9225 Burke Street. We'll get it tomorrow, but then I won't read it because I won't be here tomorrow. So, no, it's too late now.
Someone will put it in our pigeonhole?
Wednesday. Because it's closed now. You can't...
Get it on Wednesday if they post it now.
If you post it now, you get on Wednesday because the box has been gone, collected.
Yeah. Unless it's like... Don't you get two lots of posts, like the late post?
I don't get them delivered in two lots.
I thought there was like two different deliveries.
I don't know. If you're a postie, or you work for the post office,
0427JOY949.
Or you can use the new Fandangle mail address.
Oh, yes, onair@joy.org.au, but don't let your boss know you're using email.
That's right. Or if you do, just buy a stamp anyway.
Yeah, just in case.
Just in case it doesn't get through.
Stick it on your computer screen.
That's very sensible. I think more people should do that, just buy stamps randomly. Because at least then you don't have to lick them now, you can just stick them on.
Yeah, and it's the same, you buy a 20-cent stamp and it's worth 20 cents. It's like money.
You could like trade. Maybe David Hunt uses that to trade things.
Probably, might be the birth of modern currency.
Oh, thank you, David, for bringing us currency by stamps, by
good
value
man.
Of stamps. Good man.
He's done a lot for this studio and also for Melbourne, apparently.
Oh, good on him.
Thank
you. He should have a statue. You are on Joy 94.9 with Michael and Callum driving you home. It is 29 minutes past 6, and so to make up for lost time before, it's Brett with news headlines.
Thank you, which wasn't my fault, I'd like to point out. But anyway, coming up in the news at 7 o'clock. And a man has pleaded guilty to killing an elderly couple and a pedestrian in a car accident in southeast Melbourne last month.
Oh. Mm. Oh, okay. Okay, good. No, it's not good, but it's good. Excellent.
Yes.
Yes. What about the weather? Got the weather there?
I can give you the weather.
Excellent.
Let's move quickly along. Partly cloudy with isolated showers tomorrow. We're heading for a top of 25. Currently, it's 23.
It is.
Is it?
It is, apparently.
Oh, lovely.
Brett, you'll be back at 7.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what's going on. I don't know.
No one does.
I just look at you.
On the edge.
Just...
He's bewitched by me.
Yes.
Can't speak.
You've got a glamour.
Well, you're looking very spiffy there.
Well, thank you.
You are looking very...
I'm actually looking slightly better than I was last week, being a public holiday when I have to leave the house clothes.
Yes.
As opposed to coming straight from the office.
Well, thank you for wearing clothes last week.
Yeah, you're more than welcome.
It was very nice of you to do that.
Yeah.
Oh, you're a good man, Brett.
I like that.
All the news presenters, they put in that little extra effort, which we all really appreciate.
Yeah. Yeah. Trust me, you do at the moment because I'm carrying a bit of extra weight. Yes.
He will, Brett will knock himself around at about 7 o'clock to give you the full news update.
Totes.
Joy sponsor.
Oh, for goodness gracious, I'm a bit scared there.
I breathed in, getting ready to talk.
It's Joy 94.9. It is 4 minutes to 7, which means we need to get our skedaddle on and get out of here. Callum,
a little tuckus.
Exactly right. Callum, thank you for being Simon. And
oh, you're quite welcome. I've had a lot of fun here on the front deck. I saluted and suddenly I imagined I was in a boat, but we're not in the back seat.
I don't know what you're... I have no idea.
Probably good that I'm going off air now.
Yeah, good. It is. No, yeah. Simon's back next week, but of course you'll be still with us.
I'll be hanging about.
Oh, excellent. Callum, thank you very much. Thank you for being part of the show. Simon and I will be back next week. I'm back with Babble Pop at 6 on Saturday. But this is a bit of Push to the Limit, DJ Stone Dog featuring Baby M with Nat Pop radio edit version right here on Back to S&M on Joy 94.9.
Take care.
94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.